Cattle futures were mixed Friday as corn futures climbed. Another record cattle on feed number will likely leave some scratching their heads. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 27th of June. Negotiated cash fig cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live prices were $3 to $4 lower in the Southern Plains at $137 a hundredweight. They were steady in Colorado at $145, steady to $5 higher in Nebraska at $145 to $150, and $2 to $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $147 to $150. Dress prices were $4 to $8 higher at $234 to $238. Through Thursday, the 5-area direct average fed steer price was 77 cents higher on a live basis at $144.50 a hundredweight. The average price in the beef was $5.18 higher at $234.91. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 666,000 head was 1,000 head fewer than the previous week, but 6,000 head more than the same week last year. Estimated year-to-date total cattle slaughter of 16.24 million head was 159,000 head more than last year. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 13.45 billion pounds was 127.1 million pounds more than the same time last year. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from an average of 26 cents lower to an average of 16 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 32 cents higher Friday afternoon at $264.98 a hundredweight. Select was 8 cents higher at $245.02. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.54 lower Friday as corn futures regained some losses. Corn futures closed 16 to 18 cents higher through July of 23 and then mostly 8 to 9 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 5 to 17 cents higher through July of 23 and then mostly fractionally lower to 2 cents lower.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year. At the same time, that's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
I had results from just one trendable Friday auction to share, and that's for steers. At Harrod Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where those weighing 950 to 1,000 pounds and 1,050 to 1,100 pounds sold $6 to $9 higher with 1,551 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You can find details at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices rallied higher Friday. That was despite the closely watched University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index declining 0.2 points to a record low 50. Apparently, investors were emboldened by a slight easing of long-term inflation expectations within the report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 823 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 116 points higher. And the NASDAQ was up 375 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.70 to $3.35 higher through the front six contracts. On the surface, markets could view the latest monthly cattle on feed report as neutral to slightly bearish, with another record number of cattle on feed, but fewer placements than analysts' expectations ahead of the report. Beneath the surface, some will likely question the accuracy of on-feed numbers continuing the record pace when cash markets in the north suggest cattle feeders are pulling green cattle forward. Feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity placed 1.87 million head on feed in May, which was 41,000 head fewer, or 2.1% less than last year, and 1.9% less than expectations ahead of the report. In terms of placement weights, 34% went on feed weighing 700 pounds or less, 50% weighing 700 to 899 pounds, and 16% weighing 900 pounds or more. Marketings in May of 1.91 million head were 44,000 head more, or 2.4% more than last year. Cattle on feed June 1st of 11.7 million head were 142,000 head more, or 1.2% more than the previous year, and 0.3% less than pre-report expectations. As mentioned, the number was record large for the date. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 27th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.